Good evening. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online, reporting from Jadwin Gymnasium. The Tigers scored 19 points in the first 8 minutes of tonight's game against Cornell. It took the Big Red 20 minutes to reach that same number, but by that time, the game was all but over. Behind Devin Kennedy's 17 first-half points, the Tigers took a 53-19 lead at intermission. The key tonight was the lethal combination of stifling defense and red-hot shooting. The result was a 91-54 drubbing of the Big Red one night after Cornell took Penn to the wire in a heartbreaking loss at the Palestra. On defense, the Tigers held Ivy scoring leader Matt Morgan to 2 points in the first half and just 16 for the game, well below his 25-point average that leads the Ivy League and places him in the top five of the nation. Stone Gettings failed to score in the first half. On offense, Devin Kennedy with 20 and Jerome DeRozier with 14 were the only Tigers to reach double figures. On a night, the team scored 91 points. DeRozier played only 16 minutes and made 4 of 5 from three-point territory. For the weekend, he was 8 of 10 from 3. All 16 players in uniform saw action for the Tigers, and 12 of those broke into the scoring column. Sophomore center Will Gladson went down after 7 minutes with an apparent leg injury. Mitch Henderson reported after the game that he had suffered a slight ankle sprain, unrelated to the knee issue that has limited him all season. He was held out for the remainder of the game only as a precaution, and Henderson expects Gladson to be able to go after the lengthy exam period that begins tomorrow. Princeton returns to action with a Division III tune-up on January 28th before resuming the Ivy schedule, hosting Yale and Brown at Jadwin on February 2nd and February 3rd. We'll be reporting in the interim and hope that everyone will stay in touch with Ivy Hoops Online. Thanks very much for listening tonight. So long from George Clark.